Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Well, what a generous way to get revenge. Tom, I know you love revenge.
I love it.
But this one actually involved a felony, okay? Oh. There's this 24-year-old woman. Her name's Serena, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's from New York. And last week, she went with her boyfriend, Michael, on a vacation to Clearwater, Florida.
Yay!
Okay.
Yeah. And they got into
this. Is this a great place to go?
Because number one, really, number one beaches, according to Dr.
Really?
Beach.
Yeah, I've never been.
And Tom and I, we kind of live by Clearwater in Tampa. So,
pretty place.
Yay! So,
vacation.
You know, it's kind of like when you're driving, you know, and you're out and about, or like someone says, hey, you know what? You're in a different state, and I'm from South Carolina. And you're like, oh, I am too.
Yeah.
Like, that's why we're excited, Kato.
They're like, where are you from?
Beaufort? So, this girlfriend, boyfriend, they're having dinner in Clearwater, Florida on vacation. And they got into a big argument while they were having dinner at the restaurant. And Michael just got so upset, he decided to leave her sitting at the table.
Mm.
So, Serena decided to get revenge.
Oh, boy.
By giving the waitress a $5,000 tip using Michael's credit card.
Mm.
Now, the meal cost $55.37, so that's about a 9,000% tip.
Yeah, roughly. Yeah.
Okay. Michael confronted Serena when he saw the charge, and she denied it. So he decided to call the police to report credit card fraud. And after they got involved, Serena, she admitted to what had happened.
Okay.
Yeah, and she was arrested for felony grand theft.
Yeah, there's some problems with what she did. Because even though she thought it was funny that she got him back, she also burned this restaurant person who may have for some reason thought they were really going to get a $5,000 tip.
Well, that's where I want to kind of go with this. As for the money, it's not clear who's going to cover it. The restaurant says they've already gave the waitress the $5,000 cash tip.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And if it were her, would you give it back?
Well, I wouldn't give it back unless I was told to by the police.
Yeah, exactly.
But
I think that they should be penalized. I think it should be taken out of her pocket.
On the other hand, you're receiving stolen goods at that point.
That's true.
No,
it's just a box of worms here.
No, no, no. It was just money, man.
Okay.
There's no worms.
I just don't know because I would hope given the money.
The law is clear on what happens in this case and that you can follow the law.
What would you think would happen?
I think that the $5,000 will be put back on the credit card.
Okay.
Even though I hate big companies like that and I would prefer to see the waitress get it, I think in the rule of law and life making sense, it doesn't make sense that this, we know what happened. We know what's wrong with it. And there never was any intention by the owner of that $5,000 to give it to that woman.
And why did she deny doing it?
Because she didn't want to get in trouble.
After everybody cooled down.
But at that point, wouldn't you say, before he called the police officers about the credit card fraud, wouldn't you have been I did it. I would have said that before the police got involved.
Yeah, I was mad at you and I did it. It's not fair. The hostess, whatever, the server needs to, she's going to be hurt. Might have even gotten in trouble a little bit.
But on the other hand, if you had a $5,000 tip, maybe the girl even tells you what's going on. You got to know that this ain't normal and there's something. I would get that tip and think, I wonder if I'm really going to keep this.
Yeah, as management, I would have held back on that.
Yeah, the management definitely is shady on this.
But if I buy a radio, stolen, I thought somebody was just being generous, and then I sell it to someone else and it's gone. Maybe the money's gone. It's like the money, I got it. I didn't know it was stolen, but I've spent it.
I know pawn shops get in trouble for that. They got to hold it a certain amount of time.
That's crazy, though. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what, though? If they just would have been, instead of getting revenge, if she would have been forgiving, this wouldn't have happened.
What?
Maybe it was his fault.
I hope they're not together anymore.
Yeah, yeah. I do too. I mean, yeah. That is a warning sign right there.
Yeah, get out, guy.
I've got to get rid of her because she made a ridiculous.
Think about it. You're sitting around the table with the kids one day. You remember the time that I did that $5,000 tip on your credit card? Oh, gosh, that was something else.
Yeah, and you went to jail? Yeah.
I know, right?
Kids, come here.
We got a story to tell
Take
you.
A look at dad's or at mom's mugshot here.
It's in the family photo album.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.